and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. I'm just buzzing that we are back talking about Villa. Absolutely love it. Villa fans, be sure to go and check out our match preview, which we have done for the Leeds United game. This is our predicted lineup show. But again, before we get into it, you're going to be sick of me going on about this. Football Content Awards. If you've not already voted, go down to the voting page on their website. We're entering in Best New Content Creators. We have made the grand final. We're going up against some big, big channels. So your support would mean the world to us if you can vote. So we're in the Best New Content Creator category. Just click you agree, and that is how you can vote for us. I'd love it if we could win it. So be sure to go and vote for us.
Shout out Kevin Keegan.
And play your part, and hopefully we can bring that trophy back to Birmingham. So it'd be nice to have a fan channel that's won something. So it's in your hands, basically, to sort of edge us a few more votes. So, Justin, we didn't catch you on the preview. What are your thoughts going into Elland Road, Leeds United?
Yeah, sorry, I went to watch Hensford last night. It's a good game, actually. Enjoyed it. Elland Road, Leeds United. It's going to be a tough game, isn't it? I really think it's going to be a tough game. We're not in the best of form, although it did pick up slightly before the break. So hopefully that can carry on. But I just don't. We haven't got a magic wand. We haven't just flicked a switch and we've suddenly become brilliant. We've got to, you know, with the injuries, which we're going to go over in a bit, and the players we've got missing, it's, you know, we're going to have to try and cobble together a team and get them somehow to get results over the next few games. But I think the fixtures are pretty kind to us. You know, Leeds aren't a top five, top six team, are they? They're in a transition as well. They've lost a lot of good players. We got a very good result there last year, which I went to. It's probably my favourite game of last season. Fantastic atmosphere and a great game. Took them to the cleaners, really. Absolutely destroyed them. So a repeat of that would be lovely. I don't see that happening, but just to get a win would be great if we can keep the momentum going, not lose. If we can, you know, with Forest to come after that, who are not in good form either. There's a chance there, and there's a little sneaky chance there to turn the corner and start really pushing up the table. But it's not going to be an easy game. We've got to play well, and our big players have got to turn up. And if that happens, then I think we can win the game.
Definitely. I feel like going into this game, whatever the Villa front three is, I mean, you will create chances against Leeds United, and Leeds United will create chances as well. Normally, these games with Villa and Leeds, there's goals. We saw it at Villa Park last season, and then we saw it at Elland Road, where we absolutely battered them. So there will be goals, there will be chances, but I think if we can get our key players on the ball, in space, I think we can really, really hurt Leeds United. So let's go and have a look then. Let's share the screen now, and we'll go to upthevillapodcast.co.uk. We'll go on Social Hub and we'll go in Lineup Selector, and then we will have a look at what we're going to pick for Leeds United v Aston Villa. Right, so we'll get into some of the key areas of this game in a little while, but we'll start it off with Martinez. Now, his Argentina record is absolutely sensational, isn't it, Justin? He ain't lost a game yet for him, has he?
He's I think he's the good omen, isn't he? He's their good omen for the international team. Yeah, he's been brilliant for them, isn't he? Ever since he broke into that team, you know, and they won the Copa America as well, didn't they? Messi loves him. They all love him, to be honest. And going into the World Cup, it could be, I tell you what, he's got a sneaky chance there to go and maybe put a World Cup on the mantelpiece, and I would absolutely love it if he could do that, because we all love Martinez. We all love what he brings to the team. We all love he's great, isn't he? He's great to watch, and he's a great goalkeeper as well, which is obviously the most important thing.
Yeah, and we will be covering the whole World Cup, not just England, so I'm looking forward to really watching them, and they are my early pick to lump on Argentina for the World Cup. I've just got a sneaky vibe that they're going to go deep in that World Cup as well.
I really, Yeah, I agree. I really hope so. I mean, my favourite all-time player. He can't be, you know, can't. That's not too hard to seize it. He just needs that World Cup to finish his career off. And they've got a good chance. They have got a good chance.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of injuries, especially at the back. So I feel like it's going to be Augustinsson's first Premier League start. Justin, what are your thoughts on him starting?
Yes, Super Ludwig. He's got to start, hasn't he? You know, had Matty Cash been fit, then you would probably say that Ashley Young would just slot in at left back with his experience, like he's done so brilliantly well at right back. But with the two first choice fullbacks out, then it does mean that it's going to be a start for Augustinsson. And to be fair, he's an international left back. He started for Sweden this week in the internationals alongside Olsen as well. So he's no mug, is he? And this is what you have a squad of players for. We've signed him for a reason, that if we've got an injury at left back, then he's the player that comes in. It's utterly pointless having him on the books if in this scenario he doesn't start. So he has to start. And I'm quite looking forward to it. I always perversely like it when we get an injury to a position where we've signed a player that's a squad player, and then you get to see him play in the first team. Yeah. It's quite nice to see him play. And from what I've seen on little bits and bobs that you do look when you sign players, he looks a very solid left back. He does look a very solid and competent left back. And, you know, left back, although it's an important position, the way we play, we rely on our fullbacks to try and support a bit higher up. You know, it's not a massively key area. It's not a centre-half or a centre-midfielder or a striker. So, you know, you can sort of have a breather, can't you? So the spotlight won't be massively on him. But I think he'll do a good job. I really do. I think you know, as I say, international player. If you can have an injury if you get a player injured and you bring in an international to replace him, I don't think you're doing too bad.
No. And we know that Aston Villa predominantly attack down the left-hand side every single game as well. So it will be really interesting to see whether we still stick with that, and a lot does go for Augustinsson. Another thing that I'd like to say about both of them, Augustinsson and Young, is that we saw early on in the season that there was a bit of a mismatch between that looking like the shape, that looking like the shape. So I really do think having Augustinsson and Young, it might sort of calm us down in those areas a little bit. We might not be as much disjointed, so I think we might be a little bit more solid.
Yeah, I agree. I think what's nice for him is it's a chance for him to really to put a stamp on, isn't it? And to go and think, you know what, this is my chance, because we all sort of predicted Luka Dean to be the standout player this season, and he hasn't quite lived up to those expectations as of yet. He hasn't. I still think we haven't seen the best of Luka Dean in a Villa shirt. Now, whether that ever happens, only time will tell. So, but there's a chance there for Augustinsson to come in and really have a... Why not go and say, OK, I'm not just good enough to be in this squad, I'm good enough to be in this team. And, you know, Ashley Young has taken his chance phenomenally. And I know at 37, there's no longevity there with Ashley Young. But if Augustinsson has anything like the kind of impact Ashley Young's had over the last two games, then fantastic. You know, when Luka Dean's fit, you know, why not give Gerrard something to think about?
Yeah, definitely. And centre-back wise, I think we go Mings and Konsa for this one. We know Mings last time at Elland Road got a lot of stick, but he put in an absolute monumental performance at Elland Road last season. And Mings is having an absolute brilliant season for Villa. That sort of dropping him of the captaincy has brought on Mings's game. It's done the world of good to him, because he's now performing at the levels that he was performing at peak Villa mode. So he's doing really, really well. The mistakes have dried up. He looks composed, assured. He looks like he's got loads of confidence. And you know, I mean, to be fair, Leeds United could do with Tyrone Mings, because their centre-back partnering is absolutely woeful. So I don't really think he should be getting too much stick at Elland Road, because he's actually performing really well for us. So I think that'll be interesting. Do you agree with the two at the back, Justin?
Yeah, I think so. I think I echo everything you're saying about Mings. There was a lot of eyebrows raised when he got stripped to the captaincy. I say stripped, that's harsh. It wasn't stripped. Gerrard finally made his decision as to who he wanted to be the captain, and it wasn't Tyrone Mings. I think it was as simple as that. And I think he's reacted to it pretty well. There was mumblings that behind the scenes he wasn't too happy, but you wouldn't expect him to be too happy. You know, he loved leading this club. He loved being the captain. But I think he's got over that now, and I agree with you. I think, yeah, Gerrard's took a lot of stick during his reign, especially at the start of this season, but that... doing that could be a masterstroke, because if Tyrone Mings plays every single game like he has done the last two or three, then for me, he would be one of our best players this season. So, you know, Mings definitely starts. His form is good. I remember back to the Elland Road game last season, and Callum Chambers played, and he was absolutely sensational last season. I think he scored a belting goal, didn't he, as well? Yeah. Slid right into us. Yeah, so I do still feel a bit sorry for Callum Chambers that he's not getting a run in this team. But I think Constance's doing okay. I think he's slotted back in alongside his old mate Tyrone, and you know, they're trying to get some kind of form back together again, and they've done okay the last couple of games. You know, clean sheet will definitely help in the last game. But if he could just raise his levels a little bit more, Constance, then he, you know, we're going to be back to the best of both of them.
We have. And Justin, I am sort of taking over this lineup because I just feel like this is what we're going to go with. I don't see us going with anything else. I think Douglas Luiz is going to come straight in for Boubacar Kamara. I think McGinn is going to play captain. He's had a really good international break with Scotland. And I think this area for me, Jacob Ramsey, is one of the areas which are going to be crucial for Villa in this game, because his progressive carries with the lack of midfield, which I feel like Leeds United might pose after that press, I think he's going to really, really hurt. And we've seen Ramsey hurt Leeds United in the past, especially at Villa Park. And I just think if Ramsey's got that space to run into, I think it's going to cause them a lot of problems. So do you agree, Justin, or disagree?
I disagree.
Really?
I do, yeah. I think he'll stick Ramsey where he... I think Ramsey will play, but I think he'll play where he played in the last game, in the left-hand side of that front three, because I think it suited him really well. And I think it allows him to...
He played against Southampton, though.
Did he?
City played...
Yeah. So I think he could play Ramsey a little bit further forward against Leeds, because I think it's a midfield where we're going to have to win the game, isn't it? And I think he'll bring Dendonka in to the six, and he'll play McGinn and Luiz. This is just an idea. I had this. I was thinking today. I knew we were doing this tonight. So I was trying to think which way will he go. Dendonka is the natural replacement for Kamara, and he was brought in to do that job. And again, a bit like Augustinsson, it's, you know, but it's going to be very interesting the way he goes. Then if Donker's fully fit, then for me, I would be tempted to throw him in against Leeds in the middle of the park, and then McGinn and Luiz either side, and then Ramsey and whoever we come on to in the front three. But it wouldn't surprise me at all, to be honest, if he went that way, the way you're suggesting. I just had a little sneaky feeling he might throw Dendonka in, because he's got... What I like about Dendonka is he's totally different from all of our midfielders. All of our midfielders are quite short in stature. They all do roughly the same. They're all good on the ball. They're all technically good. They all get around the pitch well. Whereas Dendonka is your old, sort of fashioned, big, tough, strong, ball-breaking, breaks the play up, gets hold of it, just gives it simple, centre midfielder. So I do wonder whether... with the bad news about Kamara, you know, he's a permanent signing, Dendonka. He's not a loan player. So, you know, chuck him in and see what he can do. So it'll be interesting which way he goes.
You make some fair comments. So what we'll do is we'll assess the front three, and then we may go back to this, because we know that Leeds United struggle against through balls. We know that they struggle against strikers that drag their centre-backs out of position. And we saw that with Tony and Bremo for Brentford.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair we're going to say Ollie Watkins is going to start this game. I would like to see him start the game as well. And I just feel like Coutinho was like simmering against Southampton. Yeah. I feel like he was getting there. So that's why I went with Ramsey, because I do feel like Coutinho might start this game. What's your vibe on the Coutinho?
Yeah, so I was going to say Ramsey and Coutinho, because I think Coutinho, I agree with you, he was definitely bubbling against Southampton, and it was his best performance of the season. He looked up for it. He had, again, another one last year. He'll have good memories of Elland Road, because he scored as well and played fantastically well last year there. And I think he likes players that run off him, and he likes players that make runs. And Watkins does that. And I think Ramsey does that as well. And I think he likes Ramsey. I think he likes playing with him. And I think it could work. I really do. I know.
On the right, though? Because he's always been predominantly on the left. That's the thing, though.
Yeah, I think he can play anywhere, to be honest. I don't think that it's a huge problem for a player of his ability to. It's the same sort of job, but off one flank or on the other, isn't it? I don't know. I'm on the fence. As usual, even though we've got half the team missing, you know, we've still got a lot of issues, haven't we? My argument for playing that team is it gives you a solider look in the midfield, doesn't it? Because Ramsey naturally sits a bit deeper. And then if it's not going well, it's probably a little bit harsh on Leon Bailey, but did he play that well against Southampton? I don't know. The obvious one is Coutinho on the left and keep Bailey on the right as a front three, and then stick to the midfield, you said. And realistically, if you're asking me which way would Gerrard go, it's probably more likely the way you've picked the team. Mine's probably a little bit
Bailey
more
as well, because I feel like the way some of the dangers and the way I see us hurting them is if like we sort of set a bit of like a trap. Do you know what I mean? So we play in an area that they feel like we're comfortable, and then boom, out wide, Leon Bailey in space. To really drive and hurt them. That's another way that I see us hurting them as well.
I think if you look, I think more than likely looking, if we go back to the way you picked it, I think that's more than likely the way it's going to be. So Louise playing there. Jacob Ramsey there. And then Coutinho the other side with Bailey that side. And I think if you look at the way Brentford had a lot of success against them, it was them front two ripping the back four apart. Yeah. So I think if you can get Bailey in a one-on-one with their centre-halves, if you can get Ollie Watkins playing off the shoulder of one of the centre-halves and Coutinho on the ball in the final third where you want him, you don't want him on the halfway line or in our half, you want him in that final third with those two playing off him and trying to find a bit of space. And then the addition to that, McGinn and Ramsey hopefully getting up and supporting, and maybe the fullbacks trying as well. Then it probably is more. That's probably as close as I'm talking myself out of it now. I'm a dead donker idea.
But I think it's fair because
I just like to see him play.
Yeah, and to be fair, like we've signed him and like we've spent decent money on him, so he's got to be playing. Where did he come on against Southampton? Was it
He come on for Kamara, didn't he, when he got injured? Sure did. No, yeah. Louise dropped in, didn't he? Louise came in to start with. And then Donker came on, in the eight in the end. I think maybe it is a toss-up between Louise and Dendonka. It may be that's as simple as it is. He might leave Louise out and play Dendonka and Ramsey and McGinn. So it might be that formation, and either or. Louise or Dendonka. I mean, we all know that Louise doesn't particularly want to play in the six role. So maybe, you know, the manager knows that. So bringing Dendonka in was the reason, was to have a natural replacement for Kamara. I hope he probably was hoping he wasn't going to have to use him this quickly. But, you know, we're in the position we are now. We've got a few injuries. So that's what you have a squad for. So it's a toss-up.
Definitely. Cool. Well, we'll leave it there. I'll share the screen one more time. So that's the team that we've gone with. Villa fans, you can go over to our website and do your teams and share it on social media. Vote for us, Football Content Awards. We've got a table. We're all going to be there. So it's going to be a good night in November as well. I think the voting closes on the 9th of October. So I think we've got around a week and a bit to go. So if you can vote, please vote.
Should we do a live episode?
We could do from the table. Sitting next to Mark Goldbridge and Laura Woods. So if you can vote me in the world, subscribe, like the videos, and just glad that we're doing Villa content again now. So we will be back now for our match reaction after the Leeds United game. So come on, Villa. Justin, what's your score prediction?
3-0 Villa.
Oh, no. Right, we'll end it there then. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.